this is the good thing about owning the show, because I could just push the button and redo it again. Being on a job hunt is, oh man, sucks ass. Is that, it's just not gross. Good. I need new jokes again. And next week, things are getting good. They're on the up and up. Oh shit, y'all can hear that. My bad. So if you're watching, you're not supposed to be able to hear that. But if you heard that, now you know what we're listening to today. Make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Amazon, anywhere else that podcasts are heard, so you can listen to the music and listen to the intros. You can get hyped like I do when we set it off. Gunshots one time for the boy Rick Ross. That was aggressive. I'm so sorry. And told her block of it's gonna be a medium grade show. It's mids. It's Kasabian Live 01. What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Kasabian Live 01. Welcome back to the Kasabian Live 01 show. I'll be your host, Kasabian, and we're live from Las Vegas. I'll be your host with Talent on Loan from God, episode 323. Man, they chugging along, ain't they? All right, look, update time. I've been putting in apps all week. I updated my resume, kind of. I'm not really good at it. I'm more of a like, just give me a call and I'll tell you all the shit I can do, right? Everybody in the Las Vegas area needs video editing. I guess I'll do it. I see what they pay. That shit ain't bad. I see why motherfuckers don't want to work for me. Shut up, Susan. No, but deadass, I just been looking for content. Like, this is what I do all day. And I might as well get paid. If somebody else has a deal and they're, you know, substantially ahead, I'll work for you. Like, I have no problem with that. It looks fun, and I'm down. I'm looking for forklift jobs and shit like that. I didn't realize that was a paid skill. I'll take that money. That sounds wonderful. Just let me keep doing my show till we get a deal. That's all I want to do. I ain't trying to get in the way, take nobody's money, you know what I'm saying? Damn, I got like an itch. You ever seen something just bother you, and then you just got to deal with it? You just got to be like, you know what? Can't believe that shit. But anyway, when you see what they pay people for certain things that you've done for free, makes you wonder. Really makes you wonder. Oh, my nose is just... Ugh. But that's the... stupid shit. Sorry. Anyway, let's get to today's show. That's the update. Make sure to head over to klavo.com and head over to our Patreon /Kasabian for more content. IG filters are now banned in Texas. That's pretty awesome. I didn't even know they could do that. Hawaii's really fucking up Airbnbs. Let's talk about that. I heard a rumor that Phil Jackson and Magic want to get rid of LeBron James and build the team around not him, which is fucking crazy. Meg's doctor came out and said she's a fucking liar. Whack 100 to Jay Prince, go at it. This is probably one of the most epic battles I've ever seen in my life, and we will talk about it. Crypto's crashing. Beg pardon, which now has me looking for a job. Elon doesn't want to buy Twitter all of a sudden. Now we got to find out what the fuck is going on. North Korea needs help. Seems like they've been hit with the vid. All this and more. Let's get into it. It's going to be a quick show. I'm going to go tint a car. Oh God. I've been working on this car and I'm having fun.
I do it on my lonely. When you want top, it get lonely.
Man, you know, thank God I don't have any type of time crunch for anything. Because, man, I just, excuse me, I definitely couldn't count on. I want for this upcoming, I mean, for the rest of my life, I would like to build a friendship of people around me that are fluid and that are excelling and pushing me. I feel like I don't have that around me, and I haven't for a long time, and I need that. I need that around me again. Excuse me. This is why I'm looking for jobs where I can work with like-minded people, just to see what they're doing in the industry. I really am curious, and I would like to help others and also help myself, because I need to put money in my pocket. So, my bad, wrong button. Texas banned filters on IG, and it's the only story we got, so I'm gonna save it to the end. And it was weird, but I have a couple ideas as to why, and I don't think what they're talking about really is why. Meg Thee Stallion's doctor apparently came out and said, hey, guess what? Her injuries were due to her stepping on glass. That kind of changes a lot of things, because that was a lie by Meg Thee Stallion to protect Tory Lanez. But the doctor's now saying that, no, you stepped on glass. So that's that. I'm just, you know, it's a thing. The Phil Jackson and Magic Johnson thing was weird. They want LeBron out and they want to just focus on, I'm not even going to even entertain it. I don't know if it's real. The only reason I bring it up is because I've been watching Winning Time on HBO, and interesting times. And I didn't realize, in my ignorance, excuse me, that Jeannie Buss was still alive. Like, I don't know why I thought this shit was like in the fucking 1800s, but Jeannie Buss is still alive and like alive and like still doing shit with the team. I didn't know. Don't get rid of Bron. Let Bron do what he's going to do with him and his son. And it looks like he knew that this was coming. Seems like he knew this was coming. Excuse me. My nose is so bad, y'all. Allergies have been whooping my ass. They've been whooping my ass. This Clubhouse beef is getting interesting, and I really want to talk about it. Okay, look, this is the problem that's going on right now in Clubhouse that I think it's a big learning. Maybe it's not a learning situation or a lesson where you could learn something from. I think you can. There's a takeaway from it, right? So right now on Clubhouse, Jay Prince is beefing with WAC 100. Not only on Clubhouse, WAC 100 and Jay Prince are beefing over the video rights, or not the video rights. Let me backtrack. Remember the Larry Hoover concert with Drake and Ye? Well, Jay Prince was a part of that because he works with Drake and whatnot, and he's been working with Larry Hoover for quite some time. So WAC 100's a businessman. He really doesn't have too much to do with Hoover besides whatever contracts that he has signed from August. I mean, literally stuff that Kanye has put in front of him. He apparently has been working with the woman that did a documentary on on Larry Hoover while he was in jail. 6 days or 3 days, 6 hours. Okay, so the lady has 3 days, 2 hours each day. She went down to the Supermax, was able to film him 2 hours each day for 3 days or 6 hours of documentary video. The video is literally just that, documentary. It's not a pictation of any, it's not a movie. Okay. This is just a documentary. It's her filming, talking, asking him questions, and him talking about his childhood and how he got there. Very interesting, right? So that film has been sitting there since the 90s. The woman that owns it because she has the rights that they were assigned to her by Larry Hoover. Now, the paperwork has nothing to do with necessarily him. It's interesting because biopics and movies are two different things. Life rights are different than like somebody could do a biopic on you or a autobiography on you without even having your permission, because it's their version of you. It's so weird. But that's why I say this is such an interesting thing. You see Wax working with a lady that has documentary of Larry Hoover, and it seems that Jay Prince really isn't good at what he does. It might be all lip service, and it's kind of disappointing because you think that a stand-up guy would know how to do business, but it's exposed him. It looks very weak of him. And for a person that's so fucking stand up and stands on morals, it's very disappointing to see the things that he's done. He's trying to strong arm an old lady for film. He actually has no legs in the game. There's no signature, no autograph from him, because he's not in control of much. He's starting shit with WAC, and WAC is putting it out there on paper. Like, look, this is what the fuck is going on. Like, why are you even, like, you're talking shit you don't know. WAC has released text messages that show that he knew, because he went out of his mouth to say WAC is trying to rob him with the bitch. What? You don't do business this way. The reason why WAC's ahead right now is because WAC is doing it the right way. He's got paperwork, he's got signatures, and one don't got nothing to do with the other. Jay Prince is running on an old motto and a boogie monster mentality that is falling the fuck apart. And it's disappointing. It really is disappointing. You know why it's disappointing? Because I really looked up to him, and then I heard the shit that he did, and I saw the messages, and I'm just like, what the fuck is this? The game? It's sad. Crypto is down bad. To all my crypto investors, you know, this shit goes in cycles. You've heard the stories. There are ups and downs and whatnots, and this is just another down, and hopefully one of the grandest ups. Crypto was supposed to hit 100K last year, the year before that, probably hit 100K this year. We don't know. Bitcoin, I should say, not crypto. With this crypto fall, a lot of people are losing a lot of wealth. Billionaires have become 100 millionaires because they don't got the billions no more. And a lot of people that thought that this is going to be like a quick bounce back invested heavily and have lost a lot of fucking. KSI lost $2 million in like half hour. It's nasty out there. People are really running back to work. You got to think, Odell Beckham, he got his whole contract paid to him. His advance, was it, in Bitcoin? That's tough. Money Mang, he got his $1 million from Empire in Bitcoin. I'm sure they moved it around and they've done things with it. California will tax you differently. Be careful with your taxes. Be careful with your crypto. I'm crypto broke. I'm just going to keep it $1 with y'all. Crypto whoop my ass. And that's why I'm trying to get, you know, tangible assets, the homes. I need homes. I need homes. I feel this is coming and I really want to get those homes. I want that. It seems like it's a good move. I don't know. That's just me. That crypto crash really fucked me up. Like, that was like my last leg too. I was like, nah, I got a bunch of crypto money. I'll be all right for like 6 months. No, the next day it was like, you don't have shit. I kept on getting emails. That's how I knew it was a bad day. Like, I woke up to an email at like 3 a.m. It was like, Shiba Inu's dropped 25%. And I was like, 25%? And then like 15 minutes later, it was like, it dropped 25% again. I was like, wait, what? It was gone, yo. So bad. Man, I'm hurt. I'm telling you, you want to come work at the warehouse with me? They ain't hired me yet. But I mean, once I get in there, I got you. I got everybody. We could all work together. Nah, you good, you good. Elon doesn't want to buy Twitter anymore. This is a kerfuffle. Let me say something. This could be a part of his plan too. So Elon wants to basically audit Twitter because he feels like there's more bots than users, and he wants to know how many users there really are to really evaluate the price because he feels like it's not worth that much because he says more than 25% of the users are bots. And he says it might be even more. And if they can't prove that they're not, then, you know, you have to negotiate because the buying power for Twitter would be the users and the active users, not just they could say they got a billion users, but if only 10 people use it, then what the fuck's the point, right? It's interesting to see what happens next. Now, they're going to wait. Everything's on pause until they figure out the numbers. It seems like things have changed at Twitter. A lot of people have said they've gotten more traction. A lot of people said it seems like a door has been opened. It seems like maybe they were shadow banned and didn't even know it. You know, I have a huge problem with that and I've dealt with it, but it is a bitch. And it's just not fun when you're shadow banned because, you know, some people use social media, honestly, just to fuck around. But this is a career for a majority of people that use it on a daily basis. And, you know, you're kind of at the mercy of these people that run it. It's terrible. But let's see what happens with Elon. Let's see what happens. And I mean, you know, let's wish the best. It's a big deal. This is a big deal. I think this will go down. I don't know. I'm waiting to read the history book of right now. I think it's going to be so interesting to know what happens next, right? Like, what's the next? What will the stories be when we look back and get to read about today and to yesterday? Tester Day. Wasn't that a show name? Excuse me. I gotta stop clearing my nose. Oh shit, North Korea is sending out a SOS. 350,000 people have been hit with an unnamed virus. We know what virus that is. Prayers and condolences to North Korea. I am so sorry for y'all out there. I was in Taekwondo as a kid, and my teacher was from Korea, and he was dope, man. I love that dude. He was such a cool-ass dude. He was little, too. Like, our instructor was a little guy, but fuck, he hit hard as shit, and he was real fast and bust your ass when you ain't do right. Man, that's something. Somebody said to go work at Amazon. I said, that's fucked up. That's like telling a rapper to go work at UPS because they always hiring. You know what the real problem is? I don't want to go take a job that I'm going to like take from somebody because I ain't going to be there long. I just need to be there long enough to get what I need. You know what I'm saying? I just need to do my investing and go. And give me 6 solid months of busting my ass. Honestly, I think I would have more fun. The city's looking for some type of video editing and like a series to like a videographer and an editor to do a series. I want that job. There's 2 jobs I really want. The city of Las Vegas has a videographer job. I would love to take that and be like the city's videographer. It pays decent. It's not the greatest pay. Sounds awesome. And a dentist that's looking to do like series on people's mouths. That sounds fucking dope. I would love to add that to my portfolio and say, look what I did, you know, besides my fucking talk show. Like, I went out, I joined people and got to like show off, you know, my skills and other aspects. And I do this all day, so I might as well use it to get paid. You heard him. Bro, I would love to be the podcast. Like, Savon could fucking just move over and let me do my thing. I'd love to be over at HBO. It would be so fun, dog. I swear, I want Charlamagne's late night show. I think I could do that better if I had funnier writers. Swear, it'd be so much fun. But no, man, like, I really want to try to do both. If I can get this dentist job at this office, I would love to work at this dentist office and shoot their videos and do some type of cool series for them. And then for the city, I would love, I could do both. I could do both. And then fuck it, HBO, holla at me, let's go. You heard Loner, fire the boy. Okay, this Airbnb situation in Hawaii is this, what's the point? Hawaii has made it damn near impossible to do Airbnb. First it was like 30 days minimum. Now it's 3 months. It's not an Airbnb anymore. Like, that's literally like temporary living. I told myself next year I want to live 6 months away from Nevada. We want to live in a whole different state, whole different coast for months at a time away from this place. It might not happen at the moment. Damn near homeless. It's fucking sucky. No, but real shit. Like, I want to move and live in other cities and see other people do and just live a different life. I love Vegas, but it's time to change. But I want to definitely always come home. And we have a lot of weird rules with Airbnb, which I think it'll be a very lucrative town to have Airbnbs, and it will give people a lot of opportunity to make good money. But Hawaii's on a whole different flip. A 90-day minimum is that you might as well live there. That's tough. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't like that. But every state can do whatever they want to do. Shout out to Hawaii for doing that, you know. And our one, it's Friday. We got one story a day, and it's from Texas. IG has to stop using certain filters. We'll talk about it. This is out of the Texas Tribune. Some Instagram filters won't be available in Texas for now. Meta, the partner conglomerate of Instagram and Facebook, quietly disabled augmented reality filters on its platform across the state Wednesday. That's interesting that they could do that and like nobody would notice. Like, does it come through over an update over the air? That was one of the things I wanted to ask. The move comes 2 months after Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sued the California-based company, saying some of the company's practices and features violate Texans' privacy. The lawsuit is a part of an ongoing conflict between Texas officials and social media companies. The disabled filters are 3D overlays that change a user's appearance or add accessories such as hats, facial hair, or cartoonish dog ears and snouts. Other Instagram filters that change only lighting and add hues to the photos remain available to use. In his lawsuit, Paxton said Meta violated a Texas law that prohibits the way certain biometrics, physicalities, characteristics such as fingerprints, eyes, identifiers, and in this case, facial features are collected. Wow, that was a tongue twister. The attorney general said the suit could result in hundreds of billions of dollars in civil penalties for Meta. The lawsuit also accuses the company of deceptive trading practices. That one was the one that caught me because that was what was going on with the ads. They're lying about the numbers because iPhones are throttling them back and they're not able to really figure it out because of these privacy violations all over the world now. When you're posting and you're going to boost and you're paying for your boosted ad, it says this might not be seen in Europe. In certain places, this might not be seen. There's a lot of issues that they have fallen upon. And as an ad company, when you have restrictions, you lose the dollar, right? So Facebook is just getting restricted left and right. And I wonder where this leads next. I wonder what this leads to next. You see, my thing was, I see this happening because we're going to start switching over to digital IDs. Everybody has a phone. So at some point, why couldn't you use your phone for your ID? The back of your ID has a little light as a scanner on it, your picture's on it. You can literally do all that shit on your phone and put it inside of a cop's computer instantly. So no filters, no augmentation. You have to use your real biomechanics. You don't understand. It blows my mind. Since 2001, when you go to the DMV, you have to take a picture a certain way because they're scanning your biometrics. It all goes to Homeland Security. They scan you. They check your face, and then they send it back to you. That's how you get into clear. That's how you can get on planes. It's all protected by the government. It's not some crazy conspiracy. The shit that Facebook and other companies have been doing to collect your face data, that's where the problem lies. Not in clear. You got nothing to worry about with clear. That's the government. They've been had your face. What the fuck does Facebook need it for? And with that, that is today's show. It is Friday. My name is Xabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. One.